Well, the Police Association says it broadly supports the government's proposal for firearms prohibition orders designed to keep guns out of the hands of the country's most high-risk people. The government is seeking feedback on the new orders, which will be aimed at those with a history of violent offending, gun crimes or family harm. They could also prevent people from living or at or visiting a property where firearms are kept and would give the police greater powers of search and confiscation. Chris Cahill is the president of the Police Association. He joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
You say you back it in principle. Do you have some reservations?
Obviously, there's a fair bit of water under the bridge as to exactly what they would look like and particularly what offences someone would have had to commit to be liable for one. So we just want to make sure we get that mix right. Also, who could issue them? Would it be the police or would it be a judge? And so once we understand all those facts, we'll be a little bit clearer. But in general, it's a good idea. What this is doing, this is aimed at those criminals who are getting access to firearms. So it's sort of like the second tier. Currently, the law that is going through Parliament is trying to tighten up the availability of firearms falling into the hands of criminals. This is dealing with those criminals who are outside the law.
Well, let's get your view on this then. So how tough should these rules be in terms of what offences you would need to have committed to in order to come under a firearms a prohibition order? So it could extend from two or more firearms serious violence breaches or down to sort of two or more offences of any type, at least one of which is relating to a protection order. These are the options, some of the options given in this document. What is the third position of the Police Association?
Well, I think they probably need to be at the more serious ends. We don't want these being really commonplace because they'd sort of, to a degree, lose part of their power then. Also got to be realistic that they are very invasive laws, so you want to use them for the right sort of people. So I would suggest on the face of it, you're talking those serious violent offences and maybe the more serious end of domestic violence as well. And if you put it at that level, I can think of numerous people that would meet that requirement, many of them gang members. And they're the ones we're most concerned about. They're the people we're seeing with illegal firearms committing offences at the moment.
Can we, as the public, trust the police to make these decisions by themselves or the police commissioner to make these decisions, or do we need the safeguard of a judge?
I think that's probably one of the most controversial parts of it. Would police be the right people to issue these? I wouldn't be uncomfortable with evasive laws like this, that it's a judge that issues them. The police make the application to a judge. And certainly, if that wasn't the case, there needs to be the ability to appeal to a judge, just to get that mix right. Totally accept the public want to make sure police are using these sorts of laws appropriately.
One of the issues raised in the report is that this will impact Māori and young people disproportionately. What can be done to try and mitigate that?
Yeah, well, I think it's really important to understand nearly everything to do with the justice impacts Māori more. And that's because we've failed at so many other levels by the time they hit the justice system. We've failed at the whānau level, the education level, the health level. So we've got to get those things right at the start, and then people won't be interacting with the criminal justice system and the police. But it is something to take into account, and that would be a factor when looking at people that live in rural communities that may be more of an impact there. So it's just each case needs to be looked at individually when you seek such an order.
Because potentially, in an extreme case, someone who unwittingly, perhaps had one of these orders against them, unwittingly got into a vehicle, for example, in which there was a firearm, and they were then stopped by the police or checked by the police, they could be facing a five-year prison sentence just by unwittingly being in that car.
Well, as with any law, nearly any law, there has to be an element of mens rea. People have to know what they're doing. But let's face it, we need to set the bar pretty high, because that will be the standard excuse. And it is when a lot of people commit offences, I didn't realise I was. But when you're in a car with a bunch of gang members and you're found with a firearm, I suggest that the onus of proof's going to be fairly strong on you to prove you didn't know that.
Chris Cahill, President of the Police Association, thank you very much for your time.